I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. No talent, no matter. The first big reality TV stars, we get the first inside look on the rise of the Kardashians in American drama. Tonight on Business Talk with Jim Campbell, Jerry Oppenheimer, a great friend of the show and the New York Times bestselling author of several books for which we've had him on, here, Crazy Rich, Power, Scandal, and Tragedy Inside the Johnson & Johnson Dynasty, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and The Dark Side of the Dream, Madoff with the Money, and he's got unauthorized biographies on Hillary and Bill Clinton, Anna Wintour, Rock Hudson, Martha Stewart, Barbara Walters, Ethel Kennedy, Jerry Seinfeld, and the Hilton family. He's been an investigative reporter, producer of television news programs and documentaries, and that new book just out, The Kardashians in American Drama. Welcome back, Jerry.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And, you know, this is another meticulously researched. There's no fake news in here, is there?
No fake news. And one of the things that really made me happy about this particular project is the fact that so many people who were in Robert Kardashian and Kris Kardashian's inner circle agreed to speak for the first time publicly and did so on the record. Their names are in the book. There's no, you know, unnamed sources. You know, I really hate that. I think we've discussed that about my previous books, that, you know, I really think credibility for a biography, especially an unauthorized biography, really needs the sources you spoke to identified. Otherwise, you got to question the agenda of who's talking and what they have to say.
Interesting. So tell me, why did these guys open up to you, and did Kris Kardashian sort of authorize it? Because under the, whether it's good or bad publicity, that's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, she'll take it any way she can get it. But no, it's certainly not authorized. Kardashians, the whole gang of them, declined to talk to me. You know what I do whenever I write one of my biographies is send a letter. You know. Let the subjects, in this case subjects, know that I'm doing this book, and if they are open to talk to me or respond to questions, when I finish all my reporting to answer anything that might be controversial, but nothing from them. In fact, I never even heard a response. I was thrilled, though, that the people who agreed to talk to me were really part of the inner circle. In fact, Robert Kardashian, who really is a focus of my book, too, along with the whole gang of Kardashians. But Robert was kind of an unknown. You know, when he died in the early 2000s of esophageal cancer, the New York Times headline said, Robert Kardashian, 59, dead, OJ's attorney. And that's all the world really knew about this guy. I mean, you know, his family's fame happened after his passing. However, the Kardashian name was known around the world because, you know, the day of the famed O.J. Bronco chase, and O.J., of course, was one of Robert Kardashian's closest and best friends, it was Robert Kardashian who was given the job of reading the missive, the letter, almost like a suicide note that O.J. had left before he escaped in the white Bronco with A.C. Cowlings. You know, that Bronco chase with the LAPD guys in their black and white cruisers chasing him on the 405 freeway is right up there in a way in terms of reality, true reality television, and, you know, happening before the eyes of millions of people around the country, like almost like the Kennedy assassination in terms of no one will forget where they were when they saw that Bronco chase. I mean, the O.J. story was literally the crime of the century, and Robert Kardashian was right in the center of it.
It is fascinating. You also addressed this. There's always been question about he was carrying, I think, a suit bag or something of O.J.'s and maybe a small case, and there was questions of, oh, were the murder weapon in there or did the stuff disappear? You kind of addressed that.
Well, I do deal with that. In fact, I interviewed a cousin of Robert Kardashian's whose family owned a dump in the city of L.A., and the L.A. homicide investigators showed up there, and the cousin Pauline Kardashian told me they suspected that Robert had possibly dumped the murder weapon, which, you know, the knife, and some other evidence there. It was never found. But, yes, you know, he sort of became focus for a time of the investigators because he had picked up O.J. at the airport at LAX coming back from Chicago, where he had allegedly gone and gave himself a great alibi right after the murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. But nothing was ever proven that Robert Kardashian had a role in it. Now, Robert Kardashian was a born-again Christian. I mean, he was a very religious guy, and there's a great story behind why he became a born-again Christian. So he was very honest. I think he was, you know, he reached a point by the end of that month-long trial that was televised nationally that his good friend of decades, a guy who was partners in business with him, who was a roommate in Robert and his brother's bachelor pad in Beverly Hills when he was running away from his wife because she had caught him fooling around again with women. He turned out to be kind of the unsung hero in the whole Kardashian story because he was a good guy.
I was going to say, doesn't that make him kind of a tragic figure? I mean, first of all, he basically trusted that O.J. was innocent at the start.
Exactly.
And then he basically ends up being completely isolated.
And this came as a great surprise to me because it had not been covered in any of the media. The books that were written, I mean, Jeff Toobin wrote a book which was really well done about the O.J. case. Everyone missed it, that his involvement in the O.J. case really destroyed him financially, emotionally, in many, many ways. I mean, he lost business. People would spit on him in the street. You know, I have anecdotes from close friends of his who agreed to be interviewed and talked about how badly he was treated. And, those sources told me that they believe his involvement with the O.J. case was one of the reasons that maybe he developed cancer, that the stress and anxiety of that whole drama.
I was surprised also in the book that he was one of the main cooperators with Lawrence Schiller's book. And wasn't Lawrence Schiller's book always kind of implying that O.J. was guilty, even though he was hooked up with O.J.'s team?
There was that implication, but, you know, Robert's decision to get involved with Schiller in the book called An American Drama was a bad decision. You know, he was promised large sums of money. One of Robert's close friends told me that Robert had told her that he was promised $4 million, and when she told me that number, I thought, you know, how could a guy get $4 million? I mean, if Robert believed that or he was just boasting to this friend, I don't know, but he really did get screwed. He thought he would be part of the book, and in fact, the New York Times review, which I read, you know, really kind of made him look like a total loser for, you know, he didn't get the hero worship that he was hoping for. Robert friends told me that one of the reasons Robert, besides the money issue, because he needed money at that point, because most of his business had gone down the tube because of the O.J. case, he expected that he would be, you know, would be able to market himself as a loyal hero. He could give speeches around the country. He could generate income that way, and that didn't happen either. So, yeah, he ends up as kind of a sad guy who, in the very end, because of that cancer, was down to 80 pounds, you know, died very quickly after the diagnosis.
Would he have been proud of the of his girls, et cetera, that have made so much money and this entrepreneurial venture, or would he have been disgusted that they did this reality show?
Well, you know, I talked to Robert's brother, I talked to other family members, I talked to close friends, and they tell me there are two sides to that. He'd be proud of the entrepreneurial spirit. He would, and the fact that they were able to make money, because he basically was an entrepreneur. I mean, at one point he had like 20 different business cards in his wallet for different, you know, different kinds of enterprises he was involved in. He was involved in, you know, partnerships with OJ, which we can talk about, that sort of thing. But at the same time, because of his staunch, his you know, true religious nature, I don't think he would have been proud of the fact that Kim's fame and infamy came about because she, you know, made a porn tape a la Paris Hilton with a boyfriend of hers. And that's really what helped get them Ryan Seacrest's attention and got that reality show, which is now in its 10th year, which is amazing.
Which is amazing. You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. After this somewhat tragic story, we'll meet the Momager next.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTV. BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with investigative journalist Jerry Oppenheimer, and the Momager is next, and that, of course, is Kris Kardashian. Give us a little bit about it, her backstory. What is her talent to begin with?
Her talent is exhibitionism, narcissism, banality, if that's a talent. No, what's interesting about Kris, and you have to give this woman some respect, and I think, you know, you having read the book, and hopefully your listeners will read it, I'm not a big fan. You know, I did not go into this project with any negativity, but I didn't go into it to turn it into a fanzine-style book about how wild and crazy and neat the Kardashian kids are. And Kris's life is kind of interesting. I mean, her roots, you know, basically, you know, if Hillary Clinton was going to describe, you know, Kardashian Jenner's family roots and family circle, she might call them deplorables. I mean, they come from, and I trace her genealogy somewhat, they come from the uneducated parts of the Deep South, the Midwest. Her mother was kind of rednecky. Her grandmother really raised her, you know, when she was 16 years old. She grew up in the out on the West Coast in the San Diego area. Her father, an alcoholic and abusive to her mother, abandoned the family when Kris was 7, and she has a sister, doesn't have a good relationship with her sister. Her sister has had a lot of problems herself. You rarely hear or see her. So Kris was 7 when the father left. The sister was 4 years old. The mother then hooks up with another guy who's also an alcoholic. They had good taste in men.
Yeah.
And that guy becomes the stepfather, and the family finally gets their act together a little. And but by the time Kris is, you know, I interviewed, I went back and I found people who went to high school with her. And actually, the high school she went to, Claremont High School, was the high school used as the model for Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which was kind of interesting. In any case, at 16, with her mother's good housekeeping seal of approval and a big backer of her, she began looking for a wealthy guy. I mean, she was not interested in education, was not interested in going to college, was interested in hooking up with a wealthy guy and getting married and having 6 kids. Well, at least she claimed she wanted to have 6 kids. You know, the fact that she did, you got a question where that fits in the script. And, you know, as a graduation gift from high school, she went on a trip to Hawaii with her girlfriend, and she met a guy by the name of Cesar Cernuto, who was a professional golfer on the PGA Tour, who was at least a decade older than her, latched onto him, moved in with him eventually when she was like 17, 18 years old. And during the course of that relationship, she actually runs into at a racetrack. She meets the first guy at a golf tournament. She meets Robert Kardashian at a racetrack when she's playing betting at the $2 window. And he falls for her. As, you know, I mean, just, and they began, she, you know, she's living with the golfer, but she begins having an affair at 17, 18 years old with Robert Kardashian, who's the future patriarch of today's Kardashian clan, and she's the future matriarch of the Kardashian clan. And, you know, and at some point, and you couldn't even make this up in fiction, Kardashian is introduced by his brother to Priscilla Presley, who is then divorced from Elvis, but under the control of Elvis in many ways, which I'll mention to you. And he thinks at that point in time that Chris is too young for him, even though he's hot for her, and he thinks she's very good-looking, and she was quite attractive then. Too young and not sophisticated or educated enough for him, because here's a guy who, you know, graduated from USC. He has a law degree from University of San Diego Law School. He comes from, you know, a upper middle class family as opposed to Chris's blue collar roots. And so he and Priscilla Presley begin a kind of hot and heavy relationship. Chris, furious that Priscilla Presley has entered, you know, her hope for a marriage or relationship with Robert, goes off and becomes an American Airlines flight attendant. And, you know, eventually, though, to make a long story short, she and Kardashian, you know.
Whereupon she starts cheating on him, right?
No, well, it takes a while. But, you know, then you bring into the story that, you know, the Khloe story. I mean, there's been all this gossip and rumors about
it. Yeah, well, let's address that. I was going to do it in the next segment, but you just brought it up. I mean, the old Who's Her Daddy.
Right, exactly. In fact, I think that's the chapter title in my book. But, you know, Chris suddenly now becomes a Beverly Hills, one of the platinum wives of Beverly Hills. I mean, Robert Kardashian is doing well. They have this beautiful home in Beverly Hills. And he still doesn't think that she is sharp enough and educated enough for his milieu of friends. And he starts giving her, and this was so bizarre when a close friend of his told me about it, he starts giving her self-help audio cassettes to listen to, to learn things about entertaining, how to run a household, how to be a good mother. Of course, she doesn't, you know.
She skipped over that one.
She skipped over that one. When she went off and had an affair with her, you know, she was in her 40s at that point in time. Robert had, in the 80s, O.J.'s, and, you know, there's this close relationship between Robert and O.J., and O.J.'s wife, who later is murdered, gets breast implants, and Chris says, oh, I have to have two of those myself. Literally says that. She says it in a memoir she had written in 2011. And she uses, you know, now she's suddenly bored with Robert. She starts complaining that, you know, she got married. She, you know, she got married very young. She didn't really have a life. So she goes out with these new breast implants to find a guy, and she finds, she's then in her early 40s, and she hooks up with this guy who's 23, 25 years old, a professional, so-called professional soccer player, and starts having a wild affair. I mean, the affair is so wild and so crazy, and cheating on Robert, who has been such a good husband and father, that she even takes on dates her secret dates with this guy. She takes her 5-year-old daughter Chloe in the back seat. You know, I mean, I sometimes think, even having finished the book and having researched all of this and reported all of it, why these kids, you know, Kim and Courtney and Chloe and the boy Rob, are so close to their mother, other than the fact that they're just like their mother, and it's all about the money and the wealth, because they know how badly she treated their father.
Boy, this is a great way to end this segment because we're going to get into the rest of the Kardashians in the next segment. So stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Jerry Oppenheimer, the author of The Kardashians, an American drama. First off, to keep up with the Kardashians, the original show, I guess, Chris had a vision that it was going to be like an updated Brady Bunch.
Yeah. In fact, she even purchased a house that looked like the Brady house on TV. At the time the show started, you know, she was then long divorced from Robert Kardashian. He had long died. And she was now with, one of the great characters in this drama, Bruce Jenner, you know. And Ryan Seacrest, who's well known as a producer of reality TV and just a general entrepreneur in the television business, saw the potential of Kris and Jenner and this gang of kids as the next big reality show on the order of the Osbournes, which Seacrest thought was the best reality show, the one with the craziest things going on. And, you know, it's been going for 10 years. This is the 10th anniversary of that show. Ratings are lower when the Kardashians are on covers of magazines. Less of those magazines are sold. The Kardashian Inc., as I call it in the book, isn't on the great financial grounds it was on before. You know, deals, very lucrative deals they had with Sears, for example, fell through. Kris was given a shot by the Fox News stations to do a afternoon interview show. She thought she could be the next Oprah Winfrey, and that lasted for like 5 or 6 weeks, and was canceled. And, and one of the things I deal with in the book is what happens when the Kardashian show gets canceled. Of course, all great TV shows eventually reach their end, Cheers and MASH and all of those. And, you know, the Kardashian thing will happen too. But Kris has a plan.
We'll get to that, I think. That's pretty amazing plan, too. Could you say that she would risk destroying her family for money and fame since the dysfunctionality seems to progress over time?
When she had the affair with Robert Kardashian, I think it wasn't so much ending it for money and fame. It was for sex. I mean, it really was. I mean, she talked about that in a memoir. Mm-hmm. If I'm understanding your question correctly, it wasn't until later on that she felt she had the confidence and the know-how and knew enough people around town to get the TV show.
Mm-hmm. I guess where I'm coming from in part, too, is you look at the crack-up of Rob Kardashian Jr., of Lamar Odom,
right,
of divorces, multiple marriages, a sex tape. A normal mother might say, you know, we need to pull this in for a while and make sure that we all survive and everything, instead of like seeming to exploit each one of these kind of mini tragedies.
Well, the exploitation is what has made them, in essence. I mean, they don't really care what they're doing. If, you know, you were allowed to have full-on sex on that reality show, they would be doing it. They would have no problems with it.
Which, by the way, for Kim Kardashian, that sex tape, was that planned, marketed? The Paris Hilton model, was Kris involved in it?
Exactly. No, I deal with that in the book. I mean, I had written a biography of the Hilton dynasty from Paris to Conrad, House of Hilton it was called, And I dealt, you know, of course, she was the first of these young girls to become famous and infamous doing a sex tape. You know, Kris Jenner, was good pals with Paris Hilton's mother, Kathy Hilton. And Kim was great buddies with Paris. And so it was planned. There's no doubt about it. That was planned. And Kim came out with something like $5 million.
Wow.
You know, suddenly was launched. And but you had mentioned Lamar Odom. And Lamar Odom, of course, was one of the many boyfriends of Khloe Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hitched for a while. And they, you know, they're hitching their marriage. Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian, you know, also resulted in a reality show. But the big news in involving Khloe is that for a number of years now, since the Kardashians became famous, there have been rumors, tabloid rumors, gossip column rumors, celebrity magazine rumors that Khloe was not Robert Kardashian's biological daughter, and in fact was, one of the rumors was that OJ was the father.
Yeah.
And that was an area I wanted to look into, which I do in the book. And what I found is that OJ definitely wasn't the father, but I was able to have a series of interviews on a number of topics involving the Kardashians with the Kardashians' minister, Reverend Ken Gullickson, who is an evangelical minister who is very well known on the West Coast. In fact, one of his claims to fame was taking some very famous rock stars who were Jewish and converting them to born-again Christianity. And he, well, Robert Kardashian became a born-again Christian, but without going into the background on that right now, I interviewed Ken Gullickson, Reverend Gullickson, and he told me that he and Robert became very good friends. And Robert was an elder in his church as a born-again Christian, and Robert confided in Gullickson, who told me that Robert told him that he wasn't Khloe's biological father, that in the period when Khloe would have been conceived, Robert and Kris were not having a sexual relationship, that their marriage was in tatters already. And Robert just said that I'm going to raise her as my own. I don't want to be involved in any, I don't want to have a family scandal now. You know, he probably knew that Kris was definitely having affairs at that point in time. And there are rumors, you know, that I mentioned in the book, one of them, because Khloe looks so much like this guy who's a Beverly Hills hairdresser who was part of that very fast-moving crowd of Kris and Robert and OJ out in L.A. But definitely, you know, and I also talked to others who were close to Robert beyond the minister who told me that Robert had confided in them, close friends of his, confidants who he knew from childhood when they were in high school together in Los Angeles, that Khloe was not his. Now, of course, Kris and Khloe and other members of the family have, you know, claimed that, of course, you know, he is their father's daughter, and there was a complicated kind of legal document in which Robert once signed that said he had four biological children, which would have included Khloe. But I spoke to the lawyer, Neil Hirsch, who also helped handle Robert's divorce, and Neil told me that he didn't even remember that document. He had no idea where it came from. He didn't remember Robert ever swearing to it. So, but in the meantime, Kris has said, you know, there's a document that says Robert's swore he had four children, and that's what we're going by. And, of course, the media went with that because, you know, a sworn document is a sworn document with Robert Kardashian's signature on it. So that mystery was somewhat solved, but I think it's still not completely solved.
Seems like a big revelation that you uncovered, at least to me.
Yeah.
What about Bruce Jenner? Now, I always thought that he always looks like he was completely miserable being in the whole deal, the reality show and everything.
I think you're right. I mean, he looked miserable. He probably was somewhat really miserable because he was holding a big secret inside of him.
Yeah.
But I think that was his shtick. I mean, don't forget, reality TV is pretty well produced and set up, and I think that was, you know, his character for the show.
Is it scripted totally? I mean, does it reflect the real Kardashians, or is it just so scripted?
I think it pretty much reflects the Kardashians, but a lot of the bits that you saw in the various shows over 10 years were produced. You know, you had to have a narrative, and the producers give them the narrative, and then they did it well, you know, for what it is. I mean, it's pure junk, but they did it well, and they made a lot of money from it.
All right, you're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell from our flagship stations, WGCH Greenwich, WYBC Yale Radio. And in our final segment, we'll talk a little bit about how much money the Kardashians have made.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Author of Unauthorized Biography, Jerry Oppenheimer. We finish our final national segment. We're, of course, mainly a business show, so I've got to ask about the economics of the Kardashians. Did you uncover their net worth, where the money comes, etc.?
You know, what's amazing is Kim Kardashian, a few months back, I believe, was on the cover of Forbes, of all magazines, Jeez. Because of the tens of millions of dollars they've generated. You know, they live in enormous homes in the Los Angeles area. They fly in private jets. They are driven around in Bentleys and Rolls Royces. And, you know, what was so incredible was last year in Paris, which generated headlines worldwide, it was reported that, you know, and I deal with it in the book, $11 million worth of diamonds were lying around in the hotel room that Kim was using while she was in Paris for the fashion shows, and a gang of thieves entered the place, stole the diamonds, and took off. Now, when that happened, there was a lot of schadenfreude in the media. I mean, major fashion editors from the Washington Post, from the New York Post, from other magazines questioned whether there was any truth to it, that was this going to be part of the reality show, and it was more of a scam on the public. But it actually was true, and she did lose those jewels. They've arrested a lot of people over in Paris, a gang of professional thieves. But what it showed again was how much money they have. She could have $11 million worth of diamonds.
Yeah, hanging around.
Hanging around like, Zippo lighters. Just amazing.
What do you estimate the family's worth? And is the net worth, is it in Chris's control? How does it work? You talk about each of them having a lot of money.
Each of them have their own revenue. But I think from what I was able to get out of some people who are familiar with that Chris is like an agent. You know, she'll get 10 or 15% of everything they generate, plus her own big salary, plus her own investments. I mean, you know, they're probably worth close to $100 million, I would think, today, which is amazing. And you had asked me earlier on, you know, whether Robert Kardashian would be proud of that. He would be, in terms of the fact that they made lots of money, because he had lots of ideas for business enterprise. Even though he had a law degree, he was really interested more in, you know, making money. And money is a big thing with that family, the Kardashian family. In fact, when I first approached one member of the Kardashian family. He agreed to talk to me, and he wanted to have his lawyer present. The first thing he said was, "How much am I going to get paid for cooperating in your book?" And I said, "Well, we don't do that way."
It's kind of
underscored, you know.
It's amazing. You talk about that Kim can charge guests to her birthday party $2,500.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
got 90 million Instagram followers, 50 million Twitter. They get paid for tweeting product endorsements.
Yeah.
It's almost mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And other thing, they get different amounts for their roles on the show. She gets the highest at $80,000, I guess, and then Kendall and Kylie get the lowest at $5,000. So it's very interesting how the whole thing falls out.
And what's sickening about it is that corporate America goes for it.
Oh, big time, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable.
And the Sears thing amazed me, too, because the number of $600 million was the sales figure. They got royalties of $30 million into their pocket.
Yeah.
But $600 million, that's a lot of money to generate from brands that, you know, I don't know what the Kardashians would have to do with class and elegance, but maybe Sears is a good fit for that market. Is she serious about public policy or issues, or is it all ego and narcissism?
I think it's a combination of both, but I think it's more ego and narcissism. And you know, we've learned now that ego, narcissism, exhibitionism can launch a big, major political career.
As you finish up, did you like the Kardashians? What surprised you the most?
Oh, you know, I think one of the big surprises was more of the Robert Kardashian side.
Yeah.
And one of the things I uncovered during, you know, 2 years of research was that back in the mid-70s, the Kardashian family made their money, and I'm talking about Robert Kardashian, because Chris moved into that family. Robert Kardashian's family was in the meatpacking business. And in the mid-70s, federal prosecutors began a wide-ranging probe into corruption in the meatpacking business. And the Kardashian's business, Great Western Packing, became one of the targets of that probe. And Robert Kardashian's brother, Tom Kardashian, was indicted, made a plea deal, was convicted of bribing government meat inspectors. In other words, housewives in Los Angeles buying Kardashian meats thought they were getting higher quality meat than they were getting because they had been bribing to get that seal of approval. And he was convicted, spent 20 years under a dark cloud, and finally received a full and unconditional pardon from George Bush, George W.H. Bush, and I had extensive interviews with Tom Kardashian. He spoke about it, and one of the questions that was never answered was, why did George Bush pardon Tom Kardashian?
Very interesting. Nobody's really ever heard of that. That's something that you've
exactly uncovered. Exactly. And I, you know, in the book, I actually have the pardon document, the photo of that. And you know, one of the things Tom said to me was, "Well, it didn't involve any money, you know, any campaign contributions."
Yeah.
But out of the blue, he gets this, and Bush was not giving many.
Yeah, handing them out.
Was not handing them out. And this was in the very end of his term. So, you know, you have corruption, you have indications of organized crime because Kardashian's father, Robert Kardashian, and Tom Kardashian's father was known to have been tied in. And, you know, of all the millions and millions of words written about this family by the media, no one ever knew about that until revealed in this book.
The book is chock full of revelations. I'm kind of glad to end it on Robert Kardashian because he is kind of a tragic figure and maybe one of the good guys in this family. Thanks to Jory Oppenheimer, always writes fascinating unauthorized biographies. The Kardashians in American Drama is the latest one. Thanks to Jory. We'll await the next unauthorized bio coming down the road. Every couple of years he has one. Thanks to our national audience for listening. We'll see everybody next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,